All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to American Vindicta. So today we have on with us Chance Gibson of Simply Clean Foods. We're going to talk about some pretty heavy stuff today going on with Texas and our border. Of course, many of you are aware of what's going on here in Texas. We may have the beginnings of a civil war. Who knows? So Chance and I are both Texans, and we thought, you know, maybe we could throw down on this conversation, give our two cents, and see where this conversation goes. Today is supposed to be the deadline for Joe Biden with the state of Texas at noon. The state of Texas was supposed to remove all forces and allow the federal law enforcement, their border patrol, come in to start removing all the barriers and concertina wire. Well, it is 2 o'clock. So that was 2 hours ago. And as far as I know right now, nobody's moved anything. So, we'll see how this goes today. But Chance, thanks for being on with us today. And before we get started, I know you got some specials going on right now in the store. Let's talk about your super tea and some of the other stuff that you got.
Yeah, absolutely. Before our show, we talked a little bit today about this new product that we call super tea. This was formulated in-house right here in our warehouse. We're about 50 miles just north of Austin, Texas. Here's what I can tell you, not as someone who is selling the tea, but someone who has been using this tea every day now for about 2.5 weeks. Before I tell you what's in it, I want to tell you how it makes me feel, and I think that's important. Okay, so I have this now before coffee every morning. And within 15 to 20 minutes, I feel like this energy come into my body, but it's not like that coffee spike and then the crash that comes after that. It's actually this really cool mellow coffee, right? Or mellow high. And it's a nice energy that lasts about 2 hours. But cool thing, and it's because of some of the ingredients I'll tell you about here in a second, is I've also noticed my memory is improving. I'm more focused. I'm not so haywire like I usually am, you know, trying to multitask. I have more clarity. I'm sleeping better at night. That's so important, right? Because my mind's always going crazy, thinking about everything that's happening in this crazy world that we live in. And I can feel almost the berries in this tea. There's a lot of antioxidants. I can feel the vitamins and the minerals flowing throughout my body throughout the day. And so I'm going to read you guys these ingredients. And if you have any questions, I want you guys to give us a call at 737-400-2066. So the main ingredient is called moringa leaf tea. It's a powder. And then we add ashwagandha powder. Guys, that's the same thing as ginseng. Great for memory. Lion's mane mushroom powder, that's a really hot item right now. Help for circulation, boosting the immune system. And then we add, it seems like these are all for flavor, but they're not. We add strawberry powder, goji powder, beetroot powder, great for the heart, heart cherry powder, pomegranate powder, cranberry powder, raspberry powder, apple juice powder, tomato powder, and rose hip powder. And the reason why that's important is in our daily dietary needs, we're not getting enough of these superfruits and antioxidants in our system. These are the same things that we need to fight off the common cold, the flu, right? These are super, super antioxidants, right? So I can tell you for a fact, the way it makes me feel, it's absolutely wonderful. What you're looking at here is about a It's a 30-day supply, so you take this every day, 1 tablespoon in 12 ounces of hot water. Just use a whisk and just stir it in there. And I'm telling you, it's so delicious. You don't need to add any sugar or any sweeteners to this. That those berries really make it very nice. And I think you'll enjoy it. The other thing that we'll get this out of the way is, Doug, we have a grand assortment pack. That's a one-year food pack, enough food for one person for up to a year, depending on, you know, how many calories you need. That's normally $29.95, worth $1,000 off. We can only do this for about 10 packs. They're right next door in our packing room, ready to go. So we can ship within 24 hours. I would ask that you, if you want to order that pack and get that discount, use the code RECKER when you check out, R-E-K-K-R, RECKER, and put that in the coupon code. That's going to get you not only that discount, but it's also going to get you free shipping anywhere in the lower 48 states, discounted shipping to Alaska and Hawaii. That being said, brother, it is so wonderful to be on the show today. I've got a lot I want to talk about, but I think more importantly, let's talk about what's going on south of our border here.
Yeah, well, before we go there, I want you to know that I'm looking forward to trying out the Super Tea. I'm trying to find an alternative to energy drinks and a coffee. I don't know how many other guys out there that are like me, but I can drink two pots of coffee and go to sleep. I think it's because for years and years and years, just because of law enforcement and the military, of taking energy drinks, trying to stay awake, because, you know, in war, you can't go to sleep when you want to, and you can't stay awake when you have to. And so you're always fighting that sleep with nicotine products, with, you know, speed, with anything. Because I know we were taking anything and everything to keep us awake, anything. And we were ruining ourselves to trying to stay operational. We do the same thing in law enforcement. Anything that you could do to put extra caffeine in your body, you end up just really damaging the cells in your body more than anything else. And you don't know about these things until you actually do research in it. And so I look forward to trying it. You know, I've gone down the path of trying to use a lot of the dry powdered mushroom teas. And I think the company is called Onnit. They have a bunch of stuff that's good for memory. We were talking about before, I had some head trauma stuff from Iraq and playing rugby and semi-pro football and all this other stuff. So my memory is kind of fading a little bit here and there. And so, you know, it's good that you added the lion's mane in there. People don't understand, like, the super medicinal qualities of mushrooms, not psilocybin mushrooms, but of actual mushrooms, is incredible. And it's a great source of vitamin D as well. So, yeah, man, look forward to it. The border. Today, we understand much more about what's going on the border because it's getting all the media attention, right? I've known what's going on the border for a decade or more because I worked on the border. You know, I was stationed in San Antonio when I was with Department of Homeland Security. That was my second duty station. And we were there in Eagle Pass. That was one of my areas I was responsible for. Eagle Pass, Del Rio, Harlingen, Laredo, all the way Brownsville. Then we had guys in McAllen. You know, the whole Rio Grande Valley it's a big problem. And Eagle Pass is this much of the problem. And Shelby Park is this much of Eagle Pass. So what's really happening, and I'll bring this up. I was talking to a friend of mine last night. He's a state trooper, and he's been a trooper for, I don't know, at least 15, 16 years. And he's telling me about all the troopers that are going down there, rotating in and out to more or less sit there in their cars and monitor and observe at Shelby Park. And, you know, he had the same opinion of this and what's going on as I did, that it's a bunch of BS. It's a bunch of political BS. And we, the grunts on the ground, have to do what they tell us to do. All right. So we always get screwed in the end. And the higher ups, the Abbotts, the Bidens, whatever, they're always out there throwing around their great ideas and quote, great ideas. And so, you know, there's a standoff right now between the Texas National Guard, the Texas State Troopers, and then the Border Patrol. Or that's the way it's being put out by mainstream media. There is no standoff. There's no standoff. The same guys that work the Texas border are almost all Texans, almost all veterans from Border Patrol, and they work with the Texas National Guard. They work with the freaking DPS. These guys know each other. They're buddies with each other. No one's out there holding guns, pointing at each other. No one's cursing at each other. No one's saying, the president's telling me that you had to remove this. No guys on the ground are doing that. If that happens, it's because some idiot from D.C. is coming out there to tell them to do that. And what I speculate is that eventually there's going to be a few things that happen. If you federalize the Texas National Guard, which Biden has everything that he can to do that, he can do it. If you fake news, yep, fake news. If he can use the Insurrection Act of 1807, federalize the National Guard, and take that one weapon, that one arrow out of Abbott's quiver, yeah, it could be impactful. But, you know, the thing that's interesting is that we're at a point to where now you have the State Patrol, Texas National Guard, and Border Patrol, who are all almost of the same mindset of, we're not going to listen to any more politicians. So if you federalize the National Guard, they fall under DOD and the president. The executive branch controls all forms of military, to include militias. They do not belong solely to the governor. Once you are in that entity, that realm of Department of the Army or Department of Defense, you belong to the president. So what I think is interesting is that if they deny orders, well, they can come after them for it. What do you think, Chance?
Well, I wanted your opinion on something. You brought up militias. What's your opinion on militias countrywide throughout every state?
Okay, so some people know my opinions on militias and some people don't. And sometimes I think it's a moot point. Now, I'm not being Debbie Downer here. I'm just telling you from personal knowledge, do not trust the militias. Don't trust them. Every militia in America is compromised by the FBI. The FBI has wholly proven they cannot be trusted anymore. And I'm not saying the average FBI agent, so put your pencils down, FBI, but you as an entity, as a whole, cannot be trusted. You are derelict in your duties. You do not understand anymore what law enforcement means. You have become a harassing agency for the Biden government. Every single militia has an undercover FBI informant in it. That has been made known since January 6th. We knew it, federal government. We knew that before January 6th. So if you join a militia, if you're part of a militia, you're under observation by the FBI, right? And as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing legally and lawfully, you're not planning on something stupid, then whatever, man, you know, who cares? It's your legal right to be in a militia. So says the Second Amendment. Everybody else can pound sand and eat rocks, but understand the times that we're in. Do not be foolish and filled with pride and say, I need to join a militia. No, you don't need to join a militia. This is what I told you a while ago. If you were smart about it, if you just felt the need, I need to join a militia, I feel like I need to do something, be a part of something, Well, then join the military, join law enforcement, become a firefighter, join the National Guard, or take you and a little group of buddies of yours, start training together, start weightlifting together, go hiking together, get firearms training together, go take medical training, radio training together. Make that your little group, your asset, all right? And start protecting your little part of your community. And then you'll end up discovering another little group of guys doing the same thing, and y'all can connect and cross train together, discover another little group of guys doing the same thing. And now you got more guys growing and growing, but you need a separation of everybody, because what we found out, and we're not going to say who, but with certain organizations, when they become big enough, these militias, who promotes who? Who's in authority? Most militias are civilians without any military training or bearing or discipline. Some guys right now are going to freak out in the comment section. That's fine. But if you have never been to war, if you have never had combat training, and now you want to go and play Rambo and then combat starts, I hope you actually trained. And I know for a fact, because I've seen the militias training, you are not training to the standard that we trained in combat. That's not a dig on you. I'm talking about for safety. For safety, your fire and movement, your bounding, your overwatch, trigger discipline. I mean, all these things were beat into the skulls of me and my Marines to the point that you didn't dare break any type of weapon safety because your seniors hovered over you. I mean, they were ready to beat you to the ground if you dare flag somebody with your rifle. Because if you do that in combat and you kill one of your own, that's the greatest mortal sin for a Marine. Yeah. So it's one of those things, man. Like, and I'm not saying just because I was in the Marine Corps, I'm better than everybody else. I don't even care about that. I'm saying, like, the militias are compromised. I question your training. I question the integrity that a lot of you guys have, because I've had my own run-ins with militias on the Texas state border. Two militias. One of them was a doomsday world order, whatever. It was a doomsday, what the heck is it called? Survival cult, but it was a militia.
Gotcha.
And they were out of Bandera, Texas. They had a Facebook. They called themselves the Marauders. All right. Very Second Amendment sounding. Sounds cool, right? Marauders. None of them were veterans. They created their own little, like, biker gang kind of thing. They were all sovereign citizens at the end of the day. They didn't recognize law enforcement, didn't recognize laws. And top it off, if you don't join them when the doomsday starts, they're coming for your stuff.
They'll tell you, they've been on film saying this, that we will come to your house and take from you whatever we need if you're not going to be a part of our group. Oh, there was an old show. You remember Doomsday Prepper?
Yeah.
Remember that show? Okay, well, one of those shows in one of those seasons, they interviewed some guys like this, and that's exactly what it was. These guys didn't have a lot of assets. They said, we don't need a lot of assets because we're coming to your house. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'm going to wear your head on my belt. Look, people don't understand what they really want or what they really mean. I dealt with another militia. I think all the guys were apprehended, but they were on the border killing people coming across the border illegally. The leaders of it, one was a veteran who was a felon who had done prison time, like 20 years in prison, who had guns on them. So how many times you got to violate law, right? The other guy, the number two guy, was a sex offender, served time in prison, and a felon. And they were the leaders of this militia. This is like a 20, 30 man militia. All right. You got to understand something. When power and authority and figures that are in a realm of security leave, a vacuum is filled. It creates a vacuum, and then it's filled. And it's not always filled by the greatest guys with the greatest intent. Some guys literally have a hole in their heart, and they need to fill it with false pride, with a false sense of Ramboism. Look at me. I'm cool. I got a gun, and I can wear camouflage. And these guys are dangerous. They don't have trigger discipline. They don't have proper training. You know, I was telling you about this a while ago. The reason why I believe people, especially us veterans, when you get out, if you care to continue to keep your sword sharp, gentlemen, continue with your training and get more than just the military training. That's the reason why I created the training I did for civilians, to make you think, because you still live in a world where there's still laws and there's still repercussions, and not every situation is a shooting situation. 99% of the time, it's going to be you talking with people, dealing with people, typically with your gun on you. So let's try not to get our gun taken and shot by it, and let's not pull our guns on people all the time that doesn't need to. How many times have people ever trained where they have their gun pulled on a target, finger on the trigger, and talking and walking and moving? Never, because a range will not allow you to do that. Right? That's why our training is unique. It's different. It's what law enforcement gets. And I, for the life of me, I don't know why we don't train civilians to a higher standard for their safety. That's the whole goal, is safety. Go ahead, Chance.
Well, no, this is for you. Can you please tell everyone again the schedule coming up? I'm going to be there, guys, too. I'm going to bring some wonderful food and some coffee and some tea. Can you tell everyone what's the schedule for training and where's it being held?
So if you go to ReadyMade Resources, you can go there and sign up, readymaderesources.com. The next training is February 10th and 11th. That's a two-day course. So we have three different kinds of courses that we put on. We put on a two-day course, a three-day course, a four-day course, and we're getting ready to figure out how to do a nighttime NVG course where we're doing all the same stuff that we're doing, the shoot, move, communicate with night vision. So, and we're working on that. We're working on packages for people who don't have helmets. They don't have, like, I'll show you this. So, like, this helmet setup, this is what I wore in law enforcement. This is the helmet. So this helmet alone, and it's a ballistic level 3 rated helmet, that's $1,900, right? This headset right here alone is $800. These arms are $300 to attach to it. This is a couple hundred dollars. This is not a hobby.
Right.
Your training is not a hobby. You buy this equipment so that when you need it, it's there to protect you so that you can go forth with protecting others. It's not to look cool in. You don't walk around and protest in it.
Right.
That's stupid. It's absolutely stupid. It's asinine. If you're going to, like, all this equipment that I have here, this is what I wear for training. And when everything breaks bad, this is what I'm going to be living in. Most people don't live in their stuff. I've lived in my stuff for 15 years. I know how much it sucks. And the average civilian has no idea. That's why I invite them. Bring all your stuff. Just wear it for 12 hours, 13 hours while you're out there training with us and see how much it's going to make you tired. See where you're going to get hot spots. See where it's uncomfortable. Maybe we can rearrange your kit so it's more comfortable for you, because we'll gladly do that. I mean, me and my staff are here for you. We're not here to look cool. We're not here to tell you about all the cool stuff we've done. We're here to train you so that when you go back home, you're comfortable in your own skin, in your own gear, with your training, and you're confident, right? That's what we prioritize in. And we're working on a package with ReadyMade Resources, so you can come to the training and get a setup like this. If you want MVGs, you can add MVGs to it. I strongly suggest buy MVGs. The cartel has it. The bad guys have it. Law enforcement has it. The military has it. But you civilians don't have it. Instead, you get told to buy some cheap $50 military-grade flashlight that can be solar-powered. And it's shit. It's nothing. Law enforcement, the military does not carry that. I know I have people in our circle who sell that. I'm telling you, we don't carry that. We carry Streamlights and Surefires and O-Lights. And typically that's it because it works. We don't buy crap gear. And I'm sick and tired of people being lied to because, and look, I shoot myself in the foot all the time because I'm brutally honest. I'm not here to make friends with people. I'm brutally honest. Most of the stuff that gets sold is knickknacks. Knickknacks. Don't buy used gas masks. Do not buy a used gas mask. All right. Bob Griswold would say, don't buy a used gas mask because you don't know what people snot and everything else has been in that. And not only that, but seals break down over time as well. So if you're going to get a gas mask, save up the money, buy you a new one. Ready-Made Resources has them with mirror safety. They're only $100 to $200. You know, you don't have to break the bank, but you better have this equipment if you're serious about what's going on.
Safety and security, right? You do get what you pay for. That's a fact. You get what you pay for in life. And if you go cheap when it comes to your safety and security, then you're putting yourself and maybe others around you in jeopardy, right? That's very important. Now, back to the training, I have a question. So I'm sure you teach breaching and things like that, but what about, so I do a lot of training myself. What about live fire? What about a moving target is not an easy target, right? So you guys use any paintball guns or anything like that to simulate live fire?
So we use airsoft weapons, pistols and rifles. Our moving target is Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie will shoot at you. He will yell at you. He will chase you. He may have a knife. He may have a crowbar. He may have a hammer. We're buying Hollywood props right now to use in our training. And it's not cheap. I mean, we're doing this all on our own to help out with the training. People don't understand. We make very little money doing this because this all gets divided up. And we throw everything that we can back into this training. So we do this for the love of what we're doing. Right. Eventually, one day, maybe this might actually make money for us. But for right now, the goal is to make the training as good as possible and to improve every single class, which we have. We're going to be introducing soon. And I mean, we're probably going to have to take money out of our taxes to purchase this stuff to help out with the training. And that's fine. But if you go to Unit Solutions, the Unit 4 rifle, and you see the latest of the marking rounds, it's a simunition weapon, and it's the only one that's legal for civilians. I've talked with the owner. He's a great guy. I talked to him for about 45 minutes the other day, and you know, we're going to start using these weapons because I think it's 60 decibels. That's how loud it is. You'll buy a rifle for about $800, and it has a proprietary magazine, and they have what's called a T-Pack. So a T-Pack is a little CO2 cartridge with 30 marking rounds in it. They have non-marking rounds as well. And so you'll be able to run it like an actual rifle. I mean, it's built to the T to look and feel just like an actual rifle. It even has felt recoil in it. And you can attach all your stuff to it.
Unit 4 Solutions?
Unit Solutions. It's the Unit 4 rifle. Yeah, I'll make sure that I add all this in here. Look, I'm not sponsored by them. Most of the stuff that I tell people that I use, I'm not sponsored by any of these people. I'm telling you, this is the stuff that we use. Stop using cheap stuff. Train with the good stuff for the right reasons. This is the stuff that we're going to be bringing to our training. They're actually going to be coming out with pistols pretty soon. So the problem we've had with our airsoft is that it's a toy. It's airsoft, right? I mean, the BBs do hurt, but if you wear a thick shirt, you're not going to feel it. So we had students who will just walk through getting shot. And then we're trying to tell people, let me know where you got shot, because it's feedback for the instructors that we know what's going on. Because if you got shot in the arm, they can tell you, hey, put on a tourniquet. chest seal for your buddy, tourniquet left leg, drag them, you know, out of the house. But people, they game the situation. So we're going to take that away from you, and we're going to use these marking rounds, and now you'll know where you're being shot. And they are way less. They're not painful at all. They're way less hard hitting than even the airsoft rounds are. So it's nowhere near simmunitions, nowhere near paintball, nowhere near airsoft. We can't even break glass with these things. So, you know, which is great because I can give you a real rifle with lasers on it, with flashlights on it, with a sling on it, with an optic on it, and you don't have to travel with your stuff. You know, that's why we're making this. And it's not that I tell people not to bring their gear, but if you want to bring your rifle and your pistol, we don't use live rounds because the insurance is through the roof. And honestly, it's a waste of time for what I'm doing for you. Do live round shooting on your own. Seek out those professionals. There's a ton of them. Seek out the veterans and law enforcement guys. Seek out the three gun shooters. But for me, I'm putting you through scenarios. Paper targets aren't going to kick your door in. Paper targets aren't going to try to kidnap you. And we're not going to get invaded by paper targets. I need you to learn how to work around people. All right. So that's why we focus so much on scenario-based training. And we've never had one complaint, Chance. Every time people get done with it, man, I wish this could be a day longer. I wish we could do more of the shoot house. Everybody loves the shoot house because it's a situation you've never been in. You've probably never been chased through a house with a knife and got to shoot somebody, have you?
No, and I watched the video on your channel, and I did get to see Uncle Charlie over there. But that's a great experience, absolutely. You're not going to be able to find that in many different places. You know, at my other property, it had 20 acres, and I would challenge myself and my friends to step outside of the norm, right? You can go to a range all day, like you said, and even an indoor range like they have in Austin. You guys, the paper targets don't shoot back. They're stationary. That's not real life. That's not real life. We actually, this is kind of funny. It's a little ghetto too, but we took I think they call it a grinder, and it's a handheld deal, battery operated. And you wind a rope around it, and you can make your target fly by you. You know what I'm saying? So we put some of those up and had some guys come out. And come to find out, even myself, with small arms, like a 9 or something like that, it for me, it was almost impossible, you know, with the target moving at, like, you know, 8 or 9 miles an hour. It's not easy to do. You got to, you know, shoot in front of it, right? So pretty cool. Well, I tell you, I look forward. We're going to be there. We're going to be doing the training. I'm hoping that my wife can come with. I think she would really enjoy that. But we also operate, Doug, a animal rescue on our property. So we've got to make sure that those things are taken care of first.
Yeah, we do the same thing with animal care here because I have 5 children. So, well, just for anyone who's interested, February 10th, February 11th, that's the 2 days shoot, move, communicate course. It's all CQB stuff. You could probably hear my children in the background screaming and playing right now. Apologize. That's a $650 class. It's going to be at Ready Made Resources. That's at Teleco Plains, Tennessee. The next course is March 14th to 17th. That's our big 4-day course. It's a 1,000-day course. A $1,000 course. And that's where we have all the scenarios. I mean, you can see some of the last videos that we did. We do a lot of stuff nighttime. We're throwing smoke out there. You know, we got fires going. I get killed in every single one of the scenarios last time. So, you know, I'm one of the guys you got to deal with as well. So we it's called immersive training. And so we try to put you into that environment. And it is the best training that you can get. This is what military goes through before they deploy. We do immersive training for 2 to 3 months to learn how to deal with who? People, sure. Not targets, people. So, you know, it's, you got to understand that the true threat nature of it is people. It's not monsters. It's not aliens. It's not all this Illuminati crap, even though all that's real. Sure. It's people. I want you to focus on what's actually going to be happening. So let's move on to the border. I am concerned about some of the things that's going on the border. I'd like your input. Sure. Currently, there's supposed to be a big protest, a big trucker rally is going to go down to the border. That's great. I'm glad to see people are coming together and they're letting their voice be heard. But I want to give a warning to people. I won't be there for it. Do not walk into another January 6th trap. Remember that everything you say can and will be used against you. Remember that you are always on video camera. So if you go there drinking, if you go there with your guns and you're driving and you're drinking, you're violating the law. Just because you're down there in a big rally doesn't mean that you get to do whatever you want to do and talk to people however you want to talk. You know, we have to set these guidelines out to people, because even people, Chance, who think they're there to do the right thing, you're going to have groups of guys who are going to infiltrate to make everything look bad, to make the MAGA rally look bad, make Texans look bad. So when you see people acting like that, police yourselves, police your bad behavior, make sure somebody, if it's a dude who's acting like an idiot, get 5 or 6 other guys, go over there and confront them and record it, record it. Twitter is your best friend right now when it comes to exposing these idiots that are in the Biden administration. The other thing that I worry about is a potential terrorist attack. There's a lot of people in a lot of crowded spaces. This is what terrorism from the federal government. Yeah, I said that. From the federal government and from international terrorist cells like. They like big political movements. Because it's a mass demonstration, plenty of targets, plenty of people also not paying attention. You know, just remember, we had the bag drops for the Boston bombing. Nobody was paying attention, right? So always be on your P's and Q's. If you see a bag just laying out there on the ground, it's got wires coming out of it, weird liquid coming out of it, you know, that's ticking or, you know, just randomly dropped and the guy walks off. You need to call that out. That's what we call suspicious activity. You need to call that out. Hey, this guy just dropped his bag. Hey, man, come pick up your bag. If he just walks off, you need to start telling people to clear that area. You may only have 10, 15 seconds. You're right. You may only have a minute.
I would say this. So as we support the Second Amendment, we also support the First Amendment, the right to speak freely.
Absolutely.
Public scenario and privately, but we're talking about public. Look, you can easily become a part of the problem by acting out. Just like that date in January, there were infiltrators in that crowd that were creating the hate speech. We saw the media on the left take certain things out of context, right? So yes, stand up for your rights, stand up for your country, stand up for your community. Don't get trapped into having a conversation with someone that leads to more violence, that leads to more of the same cannon fodder, right? Because I believe that that's exactly what's going to happen down on the border. I believe that the left are going to take your word, take recordings out of context. You know, Tucker Carlson talked about this as well. They'll flip the script. That's what it's called. They'll flip the script to make it seem like we are nothing more than a bunch of right extremists with an agenda to bring down, you know, the nation from the inside. It's a bunch of hooey, and they know the issue on the border is not an issue for the left or for the right or for the independent. This is national security. This is an issue that everyone needs to take very seriously. This is criminal trespassing at the utmost degree, right? That's what we have here, criminal trespass. We know that not everyone that coming across the border is a good guy. We know that not every person coming across the border is here to make a better life for themselves. They're here to do harm. And unfortunately, we have Hamas that have crossed the border. We have prisoners from Venezuela that have crossed the border. We have drug dealers that have crossed the border. Fentanyl is coming across the border. That's killing our children, right? There's a girl that just died at a club. First time she ever took fentanyl, she passed away at the club. But if she thought she was taking ecstasy and it was late. So guys, this is a serious matter. It doesn't matter where you stand politically. It's not a political matter from where we stand, right? They want to make it political, fine. You do your thing, right? But this is something that we need to take very seriously because it is rotting. It's like a leech. It's a rotting disease that we're dealing with right now. And if we don't come together and if we don't stand up and protest in a peaceful way, it's going to continue. And guys, what's the number, Doug? In the past month, how many people have come in illegally? Did they stay across the border the past 30 days?
Potentially, that number is 300,000 just in Texas.
There you go. So 300,000 people. Look, the size of my town is 5,000. So 300,000 people is enough to overrun several small towns here in Texas. Overrun, completely overrun. So this is a major threat, and it needs to be taken seriously. We need to back up law enforcement. If law enforcement or our constitutional sheriffs are doing a good job, we need to back up our governor here. If, in fact, what our governor is doing is going to put an end to this illegal well, in my mind, it's trespassing. It's just illegal trespassing into our country. We need to put a stop to it. We need to put a stop to it now. But we'll do this in a way that is 100% legal, and we'll make our voices heard. Have this conversation with everyone that you know. Let people know, hey, this is a problem, and it's not being dealt with from this administration. What can we do? Maybe it's writing a letter, maybe whatever that is, a phone call. What can we do to say, you know what, enough. Enough of this crap. Get to work, do your job, or get the hell out. That's what I say. Either do your job or get the hell out. This Mayorkas guy, he needs to get the hell out. I'm sorry, I don't mean to curse on air, but I feel very strongly about that.
Yeah, no, we need to do more than just get Mayorkas out. Mayorkas deserves to be in prison. I just got some information that the Biden administration now has paused liquid natural gas contracts that were all benefiting the state of Texas. And now Governor Abbott has come out to condemn these actions. Here's another thing. This is from Global Intel Watch. Security source from a Five Eyes country tell the Global Intel Watch doesn't expect federal forces to be loyal to Biden in case of confrontation, as, quote, while they may acknowledge the importance of federal supremacy, there appear to be little U.S. national interest into having open borders barred Democrat Party's interest to win elections. Thus, there is a high chance many U.S. troops come and support the Texas state government. Mm-hmm. Now, and I'm hearing more and more stuff like this. State trooper buddy I was just talking to yesterday at the gym, he was like, you know what? We're so fed up with this. And everyone's talking about civil war and all this crap. We would just rather just start. Just let it start so we can get back to normal. And, you know, the guys that I'm talking to, they're all Iraq veterans, too. We understand what war looks like and what it's going to look like again. And you have people who are ready for it in law enforcement, in the National Guard, in our military. People want America to go back to the way it was, to get rid of the wokeness, the liberal retardedness that has taken over America. They want it done with. They want this wickedness done with. And people are willing to raise up arms and and to do something about. But you know, the thing is, as we also discussed last night, is most people are all talk. It's going to take a very unique application for that force to be involved, and then others will want to do the same thing. If this was done correctly, Chance, our sheriffs would get out and do more than what they are now. Mm-hmm. So I think our sheriffs should be leading a lot of these charges. If you're a militia, if you want to join a militia, if you want to join a support group, then put pressure on your sheriffs. If you are drug ridden and you need community watch to help drive around with a little yellow light on, and you're in all volunteer, by the way, and you're taking turns driving through all the suburbs and all the roads, and it helps to deter drug trafficking and narcotics and all this stuff, then get out and do it. Provide better solutions. Don't just sit here and bitch all day. It's not helping. You can get in your trucks and you can drive down to the Texas border and honk your horns and wave your flags. What are you doing, though? I have no problem with it, but what are you doing besides garnering attention? It's going to take more than a driving protest. The politicians have to actually feel the brunt of the weight of we, the people. Give them no rest. Protest day and night at their houses, like Antifa did. Don't be like Antifa, but go out there and protest day and night. Right? Go out there and pray in front of these people's houses. Hold your sermon, preachers, out in front of your mayor's house. Maybe he'll get the point. We are here. We are watching. We are voicing our concerns. Look, I understand people are going to say, Doug, well, why don't you do something? This is me doing something. Okay. 6 to 7 to 10,000 people will watch this. This is me doing something. If everyone did a little bit of this, all right, I'm no special. I'm no one special here. If everyone did a little bit of this, then the voices would be heard. If there was a protest here at our place, at our town, to protest our government because, you know, of whatever reason, I would go and join that. Be smart about what you're doing. Always, you know, watch your surroundings and people you're around. But if you want to join it, redress your grievances, that is your right as an American to do it. Sending a tweet or a funny meme isn't really doing it. And we got to think beyond this now. We're losing our country, Chance.
You're absolutely right. And there's a lot of what we call keyboard warriors out there who, you know, sit back behind their computer and just throw out a bunch of hooey, a bunch of information that doesn't solve anything. As a matter of fact, a lot of these people don't have the information, the education, the intel to even back up half of what they're saying, right? So I believe that the Lord has blessed us all with certain gifts and talent. Doug, you're doing what the Lord wants you to do during this season in your life. That's being behind the camera, trying to educate, inform, and keep people safe, letting them know that, look, you don't have to give up. You don't have to hide. What you need to do is to get involved in some way. Whatever those gifts and talents the Lord has blessed you with, focus on those, right? I understand, you know, we all have jobs. We all have to go to work. We all have to do what we have to do to support our families. But that doesn't mean that we get to sit on our laurels and allow the criminality to happen all around, right? We can't just leave it up to law enforcement to make a difference, whether that is, you know, if you come across something that you see, like, this is not right. I need to contact law enforcement, let them know, hey, this guy, you know, is doing this, or the person is doing this. I don't feel comfortable around this, you know. Pedophiles out there everywhere, you know. If you see something like that, you know, don't just let these criminals fly, right? Do something about it. But I'm just saying, getting back to, we all have gifts and talents. I love nutrition. I used to be a bodybuilder. I used to be into all of these things that keep us out of the hospital, keep us out of the doctor's office, right? Like we talked about earlier. That's why we do what we do. We're like with this super team. That's why we offer non-GMO fruits and vegetables. That's why we know that the Word of God says, in your temple only put foods that are going to make us feel better. We don't want to put toxic foods into our body. This ends up causing us issues down the road, right? So understanding that what you do now with your body will save you that grief later on down the road of having kidney disease, liver disease, the C word, all these things that pop up. Inflammation is the big one, is the big one. And so, which leads to all these diseases. So take care of your body now. Take care of your mind now. Not enough people talk about this. Take care of your brain now. Feed your brain. If you don't feed your brain, things like Alzheimer's, dementia, right, ADD, all these things that come up in life, you have to, you know, nip these in the bud. Be ahead of the game by feeding your brain, feeding your body vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that support that. So I'm done preaching about that. I do want to say, brother, I actually learned a lot today from you about the border, and I'm now having maybe some thoughts of how we as a group here can do a little more to help teach and educate people about what's going on down there. And we'll keep our nose to the grindstone, our ears to the rails. We'll basically be watching this pretty close from this point forward. Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me on. I think what we talked about today is important, and I would hope that people can learn from this and act accordingly.
Yeah, man. Hey, Chance, thanks for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, please check out simplycleanfoods.net. Get food while you can. Get that colloidal silver that Chance has there. Get that while you can. Get that super tea. This stuff is not always going to be there. Yeah, go ahead. Describe to them about the new colloidal silver real quick.
Yeah, so we haven't, it's not on the website yet. The guy, the inventor, he's a local Texan as well, born and raised. He's here in our facility right now. This is made by hand. He's an older guy, and he does things the old school way. He has the ability, he calls it pushing the silver. So he has a way of pushing more silver into the distilled water. So he's getting 12.5 micron, which is 99.9% silver into the bait. And I'm very excited about it. You know, we had a supplier for a long time, and they came after her, and they shut her down. I'm not going to say who they is, but the word starts with F and ends with A. They shut her down. And so it's good to have someone local here that's creating something by hand that is an amazing product. Look for this colloidal silver on our website in about by next week, Doug. By next week, Monday or Tuesday, we should have that up there. It's going to be available in glass, by the way, is the best for colloidal silver. We're going to have these amber glass bottles. I think they're going to be, we'll have a 16-ounce and a 32-ounce available. And I can tell you, he is treating us so fairly. It's going to be more affordable than most quality, and there you go, quality colloidal silvers out there. So look for that on our website. We're excited about that as well. Silver has been around, Doug, for hundreds of years. Dentists have used silver to kill bacteria in the mouth before we had all of these antibiotics today. They used to put a silver dollar in the mouth. Remember that in the old Western days to kill bacteria and germs and viruses. So this is nothing new, but he has a way of really pushing it and getting that formulation very powerful to kill off.
Yeah, did you know when they used to deliver milk in the 1800s, they would put a silver dollar in the vats for milk.
Yes, that's absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please check out simplycleanfoods.net. Get the materials that you need. If you have any questions, call Chance and talk with them. You know, it's always good to be able to get a second opinion of what you think you may need, and he may be able to guide you in a certain direction for preparation. I'm very big on people preparing honestly and preparing smartly and not just wasting your money because a talk show media guy told you to. So, you know, maybe I shoot myself in the foot by saying stuff brutally honest, but who cares? Anyways, Chance, thanks for coming on with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And we'll see you next time. Stay frosty. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.